Item number 20 is from the Employee Benefits Work Group requesting authorization to amend sections 1718 and 17184 of the Washington County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to sick leave policies regarding sick allowance accrued and payout. Oh, I'm sorry. From the Corporation Council requesting authorization to amend Chapter 203 of the Monte County Code of Ordinances as appropriate to comply with federal, legislative, and regulatory changes governing tax and retirement plans that impact OBRA 1990 retirement system in Monte County and to clarify its operations and administration. This is also referred to the Committee on Personnel, Pension Study, and the Pension Board.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. I have with me on my left, your right, Larry Langer from Buck Consultants. On the other side, Steve Huff from Reinhardt, Warner Van Duren, the outside legal counsel for the pension system. First thing I want to clarify, although it says it's from Corporation Counsel, this is really from the pension board. This is a request from the pension board for these ordinance amendments. Mr. Huff is our tax counsel and can speak to the details of any questions you have regarding the specific amendments. Mr. Langer has an actuarial report which he can speak to as well. I just want to give you a couple sentences of overview. We are involved in a couple of matters with the IRS. One is an audit of the OBRA pension system. You will remember this is not the major pension system. This is the pension system primarily for seasonal employees. So the IRS has been, we've been in an audit with the IRS for several years over the system and the administration of the system. We are about to close that audit and enter into it a closing agreement. One of the things the IRS requires as part of that closing agreement and will require is the adoption of these amendments. These amendments are to bring the OBRA plan up to code, so to speak, with respect to changes in the IRS code that have occurred over the last decade or so. So there are a number of things that Congress has done or the IRS has done through the Internal Revenue Code that we need to incorporate into our OBRA plan. These, I will tell you, and Mr. Huff will echo, I think, these are amendments that are required. You really don't have a lot of discretion about this. You need to pass these to maintain the tax-qualified status of the plan. In addition, pension plans are required, all pension plans are required to file periodically with the IRS to receive a periodic determination letter, which is the IRS's determination that we remain a tax-qualified plan. We have done that. It was part of the cycle. It was our turn, so to speak. We have done that. These ordinance amendments are also required for the same reasons by the IRS in order to receive that determination letter. The last point is they're also required to maintain the proper operation of the system and the consistent operation of the system going forward. Just to highlight from most of these are highly technical. Most of these will not affect anyone's pension benefit in the OBRA pension plan, but they're required to be in the plan. Mr. Langer's report reflects that. His report essentially says there's no actuarial cost for any of these benefits. It's not going to significantly or at all change anyone's benefit from what it is currently. And with that, I can turn it over to either one of them or questions from the committee.
I want to re-emphasize that because the last time you said it will not affect the pension plan. So this is not enhancing the one plan or decreasing the one plan. This plan is strictly technical. What we want to improve here is just technical corrections so we continue to be a qualified plan. Correct?
I believe so, but I'd like to have both of them say the same thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Huff?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
And this came not from no county board supervisors, no employees. This came from the pension board, correct?
That is correct. It came from the pension board for the three reasons that Mr. Grady stated: to comply with the Internal Revenue Code and changes made by the IRS, to comply with the determination letter requirements, and to comply with the IRS audit.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move approval. Okay.
Supervisor Meehl moves approval. Supervisor DeBoer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand that an actuarial report is required. You mentioned it briefly, but it's not in the packet. Do we have it here? Did I miss it?
It was added late.
Yeah. Oh, I must have missed it then. And could you just briefly tell me what the actuarial report says? Briefly, since everybody else may have already read it.
Certainly. It's a January 23rd, 2012 letter entitled Actuaries Review of Proposed Ordinance Amendments to the OBRA 1990 Retirement System. County Board Resolution File Number 1254. And this parallels the ordinance amendment in terms of the different sections that are included in the ordinance amendment, and we go through and comment on each of the 17 ordinance amendments to discuss why it has no impact on the retirement system. One itty-bitty clarification, there might be a slight enhancement on death benefits for folks, but again, the cost is very minor, if at all. But all these, you know, they encompass things like maximum benefits, the maximum amount you can, compensation you can use in a plan. Remember, the OBRA is the plan. It's the $5 million plan for seasonal workers. No one's hitting maximum benefits or maximum pay limits. So these provisions don't necessarily impact the plan. That's the end of my prepared comments.
And then I guess I have a more general question. Some of the changes that are in here, I guess I would have expected them to be more legalese or there's a lot of changes in actual fiscal amounts, such as the annual compensation limit is going from 150,000 to 200,000 is indexed. And then mandatory lump sum payments are changing, and interest rates are changing. So it seems, is the federal government really coming in and saying those, the specific financial arrangements of the pension plan has to be changed to these specific amounts?
They are. They're requiring those specific dollar amount changes. But to put it in perspective, they're requiring, for example, that no one can receive a pension benefit of $200,000 a year, and the average OBRA lump sum payment is $200 a year, if that. So no one is even close to those limits. But to answer the question, yes, they are requiring those specific changes.
And that was a specific concern of that particular one. I was like, wow, are any of these folks getting $150,000 and now maybe they'd be getting $200,000?
Yeah,
saying
it seems like an absurd change, and it is.
Okay. All right. And is that true with the impact of the percentage changes? I mean, they're determining our interest rates and things like that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Even looking at some of the notes, it indicates or it alludes to the proposed changes to one particular ordinance is consistent with another ordinance change. So have we previously made changes that we're kind of now catching up to? Is this a process that has been continuously, I guess, evolving over a period of time? And I'm looking at ordinance section 203.9.3, and its effective date January 1st, 2002. And it proposed change to the ordinance updates the limits from $3,500 to $5,000, consistent with ordinance section 203.4-4 amendment and code requirements. So it's been like an ongoing process of, along with that discussion that you've had with the IRS.
These are 10 years of changes. So they go back 10 years because they're 10 years of changes. And OBRA has operated in compliance with the changes even though they haven't been adopted. Otherwise, there would have been operational errors to correct as well. So OBRA has operated in compliance with the law.
Okay. Any further questions, Supervisors? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
On the motion for approval, Supervisor Bruin?
Aye.
Mayor?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Romulus?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 6-0.
Thank you, Jenny. Okay, we'll